Utah House Representative Raymond Ward says the reason he sponsored two opiate prescription bills is because in his own family medical practice, he sees the ravages of opiate addiction day in and day out. HB 90 suggests insurance companies establish an opiate prescription drug policy and only requires them to report if they have one or not. The Utah Medical Association and the insurance lobby pushed back on his original bill, which would have required them to have a policy for prescribing opioids.
That I think are important that I don't think they have in place right now are policies that look at when individuals are getting prescriptions for multiple controlled substances, so they're getting a prescription for an opiate plus an additional sedative. That's one of the highest risk situations, and in my mind, that should only happen rarely and with careful thought. So, yeah, that's one of the areas in the bill that it asks them to think about having a policy.
Dr. Ward thinks insurance companies would use an opiate prescribing policy to help flag potential abuse.
Look, maybe there needs to be a checkpoint. If an insurance company sees somebody that's never been on a narcotic before, and now they see that person that's got a narcotic for a whole month in a row, you know, 40% of people will have horrible withdrawal and long-term addiction if you put them on for a whole month. So maybe there needs to be a policy that says, oh, hey, look, I noticed this person's been on for a month. Let's do a couple of other checks to make sure, have we tried to get them off? What's the plan for getting them off before we let it just slip out to 3 months and by then it's too late?
House Bill 50 puts in place tools for a physician to use when writing short-term opiate prescriptions. He says many people are on pain narcotics for years, sometimes a lifetime. He explains how his legislation helps to keep leftover pills out of home medicine cabinets.
And so HB 50 looks at those, what we would say are acute narcotic prescriptions, where you only intend this to be a short-term prescription. And it puts in place two rules. One rule, it says, hey, if this is the first prescription that you're writing, Dr. Ward, you need to check the controlled substance database, see if that person's already on other sedatives or other narcotics or seeing multiple doctors. And it says, if this is a short-term narcotic prescription, it needs to be written so the person does not fill more than 7 days at a time. So we don't wind up with people's medicine cabinets having a month of pills left over and then for their teenage children to abuse when the person only wound up using that for 5 days and things like that.
That's Utah House Representative Dr. Raymond Ward. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.